is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what turned around things today in the cattle market?
Well, I think more than anything, Leslie, it was technical buying. We did not have any fresh fundamental news out here to support this market to the upside. It was nice to see triple-digit gains in the live cattle and the feeder cattle and some of the hog contracts today, especially after we've seen this cattle market drop over $12 in August live cattle, almost $20 in August feeder cattle. So this is a small bounce compared to what we've lost, but at least it is a little bit encouraging. Choice box beef was 93 cents higher on choice, 56 higher on select on a movement of 70 loads today, and we saw an estimated cattle kill of 110,000 head. On the close today, August live cattle were $2.02 higher, October up $2.82, August feeder cattle $2.50 higher, October closed $1.87 higher, and October lean hogs $1.50 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, neighbors, I'm pleased that Winfield and its Cropland Seed brand is a sponsor of my daily email. When making seed decisions, Cropland by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies. Winfield's answer plot locations across the Southern Plains region give farmers the ability to see realistic crop scenarios in action, from seed placement and rotation strategies to nutrient applications and crop protection. Cropland by Winfield, a sponsor of our daily email.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
Tom, what continues to influence the grain markets?
Leslie, there was no fresh news out there today, but it was nice to see the slide stop. We've had two straight sessions of large losses in our grain and our soybean complex. Today, led by the soybeans, we saw a positive close across the board, but no fresh news out there to go along with the upside. The market did get pushed a little too hard, especially yesterday, so we are not shocked at a bounce, but it's not enough to get overly excited about, considering wheat and soybeans have lost over a dollar and corn over 70 cents in the month of July. Now, on the close today, we did see our September Kansas City wheat 5.5 higher, December up 5.25, September Chicago wheat up 8.25 cents, September corn and December corn both up 2 cents, August soybeans 13.5 higher, November up 11.5, and December cotton 80 points higher.
Tom, what's the best way for people to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.